Today I saw best cereals, like all time. And number one surprised me, but I bet Biggie gets it. I think you've told me before how much you like this cereal.
Well,
and are there criteria just best cereal?
It's just best, it's favorite cereal.
You guys have mocked
these are all sugary for the most part.
Are they sugary? As I say, you guys have mocked my cereal before because I told you I enjoy Corn Chex.
Oh, that's right. Corn Chex is not. These are all time, too.
My favorite sugary cereal is peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Well, Captain Crunch is on there at number six, but it is the regular Captain Crunch.
Peanut butter is the best.
Classic Captain Crunch is number six.
I love classic Captain Crunch.
It's phenomenal.
Now, I love Captain. I've eaten tons. But I think historically, I was not a fan of it. I think it came along after I was out of my cereal years. Is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
That's number one.
That is number one. It always is number one.
You know, you're confusing, which I get it now, you're confusing B.B. Shea with me. He loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, it was bound to happen, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Even at this point, I can't defend it. I mean.
Yeah, the records speak for themselves.
Because he's in here so often.
I mean, and he's slowly morphing into me.
He's well into his cheat decade, 2 years in.
Yeah.
You know, when he was standing over a double stack of cheesecake the other day on Tuesday, and I just looked at him, I thought.
Remember who wasn't here today?
Remember the reason you're sleepy now.
Yeah.
I almost said that to him. Remember why you had, remember now, I had to wake up.
Yeah.
B.B. Shea's off to Minnesota tomorrow. He's not going to be here tomorrow. But don't worry, we will have his rap. He's pre-recording the rap.
Oh, great.
Oh, you know who you've just irked.
Mm-hmm. Farticus.
That's
right. Because he'll send a letter saying only the F word, F-A-R-T, which I hate. And he'll say, these letters stop when the rap stops. Last one we got was from Omaha, Nebraska. They've come from New Orleans. They've come from everywhere. But he's pre-doing the rap today. Yes, he loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch. My daughter, we were on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And of course, we pre-bought all this stuff, you know, Oreos and all this stuff. And she said, one day I was going out. And she said, can you stop at the store and get me Cinnamon Toast Crunch? That's what she wanted most. It's a pretty good cereal. I have had it. It is good. Mm. Now, it's real sugary, of course. But you know.
That's what you want, right?
Well.
Yeah.
I
guess. I mean, if you're going to eat a bowl of cereal.
I still love Corn Chex.
I don't know
something about it. I've always loved them.
Corn Chex. Is that the one that goes into the
deal? Yeah. Most people just use it for Chex Mix.
Yeah,
but,
some
almond milk. What a treat.
Can't even stand on its own.
Oh, do you sweeten it up?
No. I get original almond milk, not the unsweetened, just the original. So it does have some sugar.
Yeah.
Put that on some, get that nice and cold, put it on a bowl of Corn Chex. Mm-hmm. That's good living.
What are the other corn cereals? There's Corn Pops.
Sweetened.
Are you like dry?
Yeah, Corn Chex is just dry.
Well, Corn Flakes. I mean,
that's true. Yeah, there's Corn Flakes. Do you ever eat those? Beans?
No, because Corn Chex has a better crunch and a better taste.
Yeah,
I agree. Now, listen, I hate Rice Chex and I hate Wheat Chex on their own. I mean, and Chex makes delicious.
I like those better than
corn. No, than I love corn.
As
corn
cereal?
Holds up. Yeah.
Well, I only have it in the Chex.
I can't imagine even putting that in a bowl.
No.
Corn Chex holds up better in the milk. It's crunchier.
I had this conversation with the clerk over at the old Trading Post the other day.
Yeah.
I bought a dozen cups of yogurt, and he said,
"You okay?" I mean, most people buy like four. Yeah. I'll give you five to get through the week.
I know.
Were they joined, or was it all just
all loose,
single loose?
The way
items?
Single loose. The way they sell it there, they don't sell it like in the one I like is black raspberry, and it doesn't come in a tub or hooked together like six of them. You have to buy, and they're all a dollar.
Single cup.
They're $1 a piece, 99 cents a piece. I just throw them in. I just keep on throwing them. And, you know, by the time I get up there, I got 12, sometimes 15. And I had bought a dozen, and he just said to me,
"What you got planned for the Oh, never mind. That's always the opening line because I've been to the store once or twice. "Hey, what you got planned for the rest of the day?"
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Why are you talking to me?
You know, the last guy came through with a bag of lime, some rope, and some shotgun shells, but he's having a better day.
You're like the P. Diddy of yogurt.
Oh, my God.
Why is there so much yogurt in your house?
I think it's a totally normal amount of yogurt.
I discovered that during Greek
yogurt.
Honey,
could you open the yogurt? I'm going to spin the peanut butter on the floor and have a snack. What are you doing the rest of the day? Well, I'm going to take my jar of peanut butter, my friend, and spin it on the floor.
That's what I'm going to take away from this show today. You spinning peanut butter.
You know,
the cheap and rich ranking you have in this world is unreal.
Don't forget the line of crazy. Don't forget those three lines can meet in the same graph.
You know, I can never... When they ask me at the old Trading Post, what do you got planned for the rest of the day? I can never be honest because, well, I'm going to go home and watch a Sex and the City reboot.
Yeah. 6 hours of a show I've seen before. Had this snack that no one in their right mind would concoct. Probably a couple Diet Cokes back to back. Maybe back to back to back. I don't know.
Yeah.
What time are you going to bed? 7. I'm going to attach a dog to my waist, and we're going to walk around with the dog tethered to me all afternoon. This I can't be honest. I cannot.
No,
I cannot
be honest. No one wants that in that situation.
But we got into the conversation. I said, "Do you think these are healthy for me?" Because my app says they are. And he goes, "I don't know, man. I don't know."
That's kind of a pathetic ask.
I said, "Do you think
are these healthy
for me?" My app says
this wasn't part of the employee training.
I don't know. I'm supposed to ask you what you do in the rest of the day. But then he said, you know, when I was a kid, now he was probably 21, okay? You remember he goes, you know, the food pyramid was such a big thing, and they said that cereal was a healthy part of breakfast. And he goes, that's completely bogus. Cereal is not a healthy part of a breakfast. And he goes, we sell cereal. I said, well, yeah. We got into a long conversation about cereal and how bad it is for you.
The lady behind you is like, I have frozen items.
Yeah.
Let's move along.
They had to ring the cowbell to get me out of the way. They're like, ding, ding, let's go. Move me on along, which is what I did. But and that's right. None of these cereals. And you know, the first person to ever tell me that was our former colleague, who the events of late July took out almost a year ago.
Yeah.
He told me that he was with a nutritionist and said, which cereal should I eat? And she said, none of them. They're all full of nothing but empty calories and sugar.
You don't think she was like a one-night stand and she walked in her kitchen and Dave was eating her kid's cereal, do you? First off, that's my son's cereal. Second, that's the worst thing you can put in your body.
Those Cocoa Krispies.
Well, I couldn't find any coffee and cigarettes.
Sorry, sweetie, I'm hungover. What was your name?
Can you at least keep a Pop-Tart in this house?
For God's sake. Look, those Cocoa Krispies are for my son.
You need to get dressed. My son will be here soon. I'm working on it, sweetie. I got to find my pants.
That's probably how that exchange went down. And that was number two, Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa Krispies. I was thinking Puffs also. Krispies are the...
ricey?
That's Rice Krispies that are chocolate.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
I think so.
Because Cocoa Puffs, I think are not very good. I don't love those.
They're the little balls.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't care
for Cocoa Puffs.
Do you like those? I
never liked chocolatey cereals. I love chocolate, but for whatever reason, the chocolatey cereal didn't hit my button.
Much would rather have a Frosted Flakes, something just sugary, or Cap'n Crunch. That Cap'n Crunch with the Crunch Berries did well, too. It was at number 5.
Yeah.
Crunch Berries.
I'm really surprised Captain Crunch Peanut Butter isn't on there, because, I mean, I love that stuff, and I know other people do, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Fruity Pebbles.
It's amazing. That's like that one box of cereal, because I think that was kind of, I don't think they were made by one of the big companies then. Like,
is that right?
Was it Post and Kellogg?
Kellogg.
They were the two big.
General Mills?
You know, they hit the market at the same time. There were two Flintstone cereals. It was Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Pebbles, maybe?
Yeah, I guess that's right, yeah.
And for whatever reason, that Fruity just stuck.
It did. It's done well. It's the third highest ranked on the
I'm older than list. Most of these cereals, for the record.
Yeah. Well, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, for sure.
Older than that.
And Fruity Pebbles, yes.
Older than that. Definitely. I remember when they introduced it.
I always thought Fruity Pebbles was way overrated.
Really?
I thought it just got kind of mushy and just I never cared for it.
Would the equivalent be Fruit Loop?
It's number 9. Fruit Loop is number 9.
I'll take a Fruit Loop.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like Fruit Loops. I wonder if the taste will change when they start taking the dye out of them and putting characters in them.
Yeah.
I saw some pushback on that the other day, too. One company said,
M&M's like, up yours.
Yeah, we're not
I respect that, Kennedy. Actually.
Yeah, sorry, RFK Jr.
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
Go pedal crazy somewhere else.
But the kids. Ah, screw the kids.
Yeah.
We're putting the dye in it.
We're M&M Mars.
Yeah. Come at us if you want to. Honeycomb is number four. That's
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb. That's the one that has, they look like little beehives on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think I've maybe had it once in
very
my
rare.
Life.
I never liked it. Number didn't four. Do much for me.
I mean, yeah, I don't know it. I don't know it well. Sugar Smacks, I did like.
Those, I like Sugar Smacks.
Those are not on the list. Lucky Charms is at number eight.
I don't care for a marshmallow, so that's off my list.
Yeah, I was never a fan.
We always just had, I mean, we're number 10. Look, I grew up poor, you know that. Middle class, whatever. Loved it. Mom and daddy did everything they could.
Mama tried. Mama tried.
Mama tried. But all they could put on the table was Frosted Flakes. Now, she did spoon sugar over the top of the Frosted Flakes for me.
Which, of course, you know what it's frosted with.
Sugar.
Yeah.
And so at the bottom, my favorite part was, I mentioned this before, the sugar milk that I could, you know, dredge my spoon through at the bottom of them and get it. That was number 10. The only healthy one on the list is Wheaties at number 7.
Ugh.
I never liked Wheaties.
Oh.
Wheaties is terrible.
Give me a Raisin Bran all day over Wheaties.
Yeah, it's not on there.
Let me tell
Raisin
you.
Raisin Bran, I think they put sugar on
they do.
On the flakes.
But and the raisins.
And the raisins.
Yeah, that's right.
As a kid who loves sports, I begged my parents to buy it because I wanted the box.
The box is cool.
I had a Wheaties box with Michael Jordan on just sitting in my room for years.
Did you?
Yeah. And I'm sure I probably didn't eat the Wheaties because I was terrible.
Cereal is not good. That cereal is not good. You have to put, you need sugar on that for sure.
Yeah.
But Wheaties is on their list.
No Crisp.
No, that's your, I know that's your cereal. The only one I hadn't heard of was called Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon. Oh, Life.
Oh,
Life
cereal, but it's like cinnamon flavor.
I'm sorry. God, I'm so out of it. It's Life cereal, but cinnamon flavor. I just called it Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life.
She dances on Tuesdays.
I think BB Shea knows her.
Yeah.
I'm sure he does.
He frequents her club.
Yeah.